Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 6th, 2020. Welcome to episode 150 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Hello, everybody. I would like to take a moment to recognize that this is episode 150, and this is a special milestone. I am actually recording this the night before, Wednesday night, August 5th, so that I can release this episode on the 6th. And I happen to know that around the same time I am recording this, it is now 7:22 p.m. my time, and it is 5:22 p.m. California time, and I just saw Mr. Michael Butler's Facebook post that he is currently recording the Rock and Roll Geek Show episode 1000, so congratulations to Michael Butler. That is really exciting. Congratulations on your milestone, and welcome back to everyone who has participated in the Dog Days of Podcasting before. I'm so happy to see so many returning names on the podcast feed. And I would specifically like to give a shout-out to Stephen Falconer. I'm very happy to have you back, and I'm very interested to hear any ideas you might have, or if you just want to play ambient park and river and waterfall noise the entire month, I'm happy to listen to that too. I think we all need something to listen to right now to help us de-stress, and that ambient park noise is perfect for that. Also, you recorded an episode last year on August 25th, 2019, and I would like to reply to and expand on what you were talking about in that episode. First of all, don't feel inadequate about the level of production in your podcasts. I think of the Dog Days of Podcasting Master Feed as the zone for independent podcasters who are content to do their own thing, and that's what I love about it. I've never really done any promotion or cross-pollination for any of my shows either, and I'm now in my 5th year and having a blast. You talked about hoping to be able to keep up a show weekly or bi-weekly. Outside of this season, I'm sorry to say I've never been able to either, but here's to hoping that I can someday arrange things so I actually have enough space in my life to do that. And the same for anyone else who would like to podcast more frequently. More power to you. On a related note, in the interest of keeping my Dog Days of Podcasting podcasts interesting and adding some more variety to them, I went back and looked at Kenzoid.com to see what his Day of the Week themes were for 2019. And Wednesdays were talk about another podcast you're listening to outside of the Dog Days of Podcasting Master Feed. I'm recording this on Wednesday to be posted on Thursday, right. And I kind of already talked about today marking the recording of the milestone 1000th episode of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I have been following that and the Evil Genius Chronicles for some time now, and I still enjoy them, but they're really aren't very many others that I'm subscribed to. Thursdays are supposed to be for talking about life in general and how things are going, at least according to Ken, once I get caught up a little bit more on the current year's crop of Dog Days of Podcasting episodes. I'll try to make a note of which days Mark is concentrating on which goals too, and maybe add that to my content as well. Things are going pretty well. I've gotten into a rhythm and a routine of online meetings, and I'm always thinking of ways I can make them even better and more successful. Most of my online meetings are either for the food pantries I'm involved in or for Toastmasters. Toward the beginning of last year, on August 3rd, I recorded an episode of Amy Talks About Stuff, it was episode 81 to be specific, titled The Long Road to DTM, or Distinguished Toastmaster. I should follow up on that. I'm very proud to say that yes, I was in the DTM class of June 2020. I believe mine is dated June 11th. It is behind me on the futon. I haven't bothered to hang it up on the wall, but I do have it. I did succeed in accomplishing a whole bunch of things between July 2019 and July 2020, including helping one club, whose next meeting is a week from tomorrow, stay afloat and keep itself together and keep itself going. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to try to plan ahead for that meeting and try to pull some elements together. Now to get into my main content for this year, here is the next part of my audio diary from my Nebraska Passport trip at the beginning of July. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 6 of 35, for stops 11 and 12. Village Pizza and Steph's Studio. I got both of these on Tuesday, July 7th. We had dinner at Village Pizza, and it was very good. We preferred to sit outside whenever possible, and they happened to have a bench outside, so my friends, Lori and Joel, set up their folding table and let me use one of their camp chairs, and they sat on the bench. It was a really good dinner. After that, I decided to drive on to Alliance to get the two e-stamps there, the first of which was Steph's Studio, which I really wish I could have gotten there before they close at 5:30, because it's a cool shop dedicated to photography, art framing, and scrapbooking supplies and services. It's a shame I didn't get to explore inside, but e-stamps get me credit just the same. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.